On Friday, 19 October, at the meeting of the German Physical Society, with Rubens and Planck sitting among the audience, it was Ferdinand Kurlbaum who made the formal announcement that Wien's law was valid only at short wavelengths and failed at the longer wavelengths of the infrared. After Kurlbaum sat down, Planck rose to deliver a short comment billed as an improvement of Wien's equation for the spectrum. He began by admitting that he had believed Wien's law must necessarily be true and had said so at a previous meeting. As he continued, it quickly became clear that Planck was not simply proposing an improvement, some minor tinkering with Wien's law, but a completely new law of his own. After speaking for less than 10 minutes, Planck wrote his equation for the blackbody spectrum on the blackboard. Turning around to look at the familiar faces of his colleagues, he told them that this equation, as far as I can see at the moment, fits the observational data published up to now. As he sat down, Planck received polite nods of approval. The muted response was understandable. After all, what Planck had just proposed was another ad hoc formula manufactured to explain the experimental results. There were others who had already put forward equations of their own in the hope of filling the void, should the suspected failure of Wien's law at long wavelengths be confirmed. The next day, Rubens visited Planck to reassure him. He came to tell me that after the conclusion of the meeting, he had that very night checked my formula against the results of his measurements, Planck remembered, and found satisfactory concordance at every point. Less than a week later, Rubens and Kurlbaum announced that they had compared their measurements with the predictions of 5 different formulae and found Planck's to be much more accurate than any of the others. Passion, too, confirmed that Planck's equation matched his data. Yet despite this rapid corroboration by the experimentalists of the superiority of his formula, Planck was troubled. He had his formula, but what did it mean? What was the underlying physics? Without an answer, Planck knew that it would, at best, be just an improvement on Wien's law and have merely the standing of a law disclosed by a lucky intuition that possessed no more than a formal significance. For this reason, on the very first day when I formulated this law, Planck said later, I began to devote myself to the task of investing it with true physical meaning. He could achieve this only by deriving his equations step by step using the principles of physics. Planck knew his destination, but he had to find a way of getting there. He possessed a priceless guide, the equation itself, but what price was he prepared to pay for such a journey?